Wow. Sister is finally in the building.
What's up? It's me.
I heard you bitches was looking for me.
Ow,
bitch, here I go.
What's up? Oh, wow.
Celebrity in the building.
I know.
Huntsville hairstylist and bad bitch extraordinary. My baby sister is in the motherfucking building.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, she's from so chill.
From the legendary house of Johnson. Slayer of baby hairs.
Yes, honey. Layer of the wigs.
Okay, they know I'm the goat.
Frying and dying shit since 19.
The siren with the scissors.
I don't know, sister. When did you really get into doing
ever
hair?
Ever since I was...
like five. Soon as you got a doll.
Ever since I was... I think I was 4 or 5. I would get up in the morning because mama got you ready for school and... I would just get in the mirror and just start combing my hair like I'm getting ready to go too. So,
you know,
I just started liking to do my hair. So I was young.
Listen, my sister has been a girly girl diva since
the 90s, way back when. 1995.
She was wearing heels before
when
she could
I was
run.
Three. Yeah. I've been doing that.
No lie. She has some 3-inch heels that you used to wear them bitches out.
Yeah.
Every day around
the
house.
I had to step, baby. I had to step.
Big steppers. It's the age of 3.
A lady never forgets her pair of heels. Even at 3. That's why God knew to bless me with a son, because I would have went too.
You would have went ham on the girl wardrobe. What? You already be going ham for Chase.
I do, but a girl, she'll be me.
My sister had 2 boys before she finally got her girl. And that little girl is a diva.
She'll know what to do.
She don't leave the house without her purse, because...
Oh, yeah.
That was ladies.
She can't forget purse, lip gloss... You know, a few little coins, pennies in there.
You gotta have your coin.
You gotta have your bag on you.
Yeah.
Some loose dollars.
That's how I know I couldn't have a girl. Now they have everything for girls.
Yeah, they really do. Everything.
It's no, I would be broke. For sure. And wouldn't care because we fly.
The picture's cute. The bank account not.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm glad you're here. First time. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
It has.
She's been calling in right before the podcast for years.
I said, look, y'all need me. I said this, a couple months ago?
You say this every time you call me and I'm about to record. My sister called me literally when I'm being here talking about some... I knew you was recording. I knew you was finna record. You always
mad.
Recording.
I be mad.
Sister be wanting to cut up on the phone.
Bitch, bring me.
She been saying that for 20 years.
Because we be talking shit and we just, you know.
Have you ever thought about a podcast?
No.
What?
I don't think that's like my lane.
That's not your ministry.
It's not for everybody, that's for sure.
No, I don't know. I would get so much backlash. No.
Cancel Kayla.
Just never mind. That is okay.
Child, we have been on the borderline of being canceled so many times.
I know.
I can imagine.
Bro.
All this shit that be happening.
Everything is a debate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody is just...
People getting their feelings.
Everything is a debate, but it's more so around relationships. Like if I see another, a man don't like you if he do this, 50-50 this. You'll really know if a man, and you got to stand on, like, if I hear any other more videos, I promise it's going to be my 13th reason. Because I'm sick. Like, it's so much think piece and just science and calculations behind relationships and dating nowadays. And it's not supposed to be this hard.
And nobody actually knows. Yeah, nobody knows what they're talking about either.
Man, social media has ruined people.
Literally.
Like, people are crazy.
Literally. But it was crazy is seeing everybody want somebody, but nobody knows how to act when they get somebody.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Forget her. No, I'm just like.
Fuck me, nigga. But yeah, it's not supposed to be this hard, but it definitely is. Like, especially I think me and you notice we're getting older and basically carrying our own, having our own businesses, having our own money, having our own motion. Niggas don't know how to handle that.
Man, what? That's why I be putting pressure on these niggas. Like, you just have to have it all because I have it all.
Literally. But niggas can't handle that. They don't like that.
And then, too, it's like, you know, I can work with somebody that's, you know,
on the way.
I could see potential. But you have to not be, you have to not be insecure.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
It's not too many men, like, men will, especially starting off in a relationship and you're established as a woman and a man is in the middle of, you know, getting all of his things in order and solidified and consistent, they'll say or they'll act like they're okay with it to a certain extent or only for so long. Like, right. After a while, it'll start being them slick comments like, oh, you got it, big money. Or
right,
damn,
yeah, like
I be like, I be looking,
you
like,
you can do this, I can't do this.
Why do y'all hate big money so much?
Because it's just, because like,
it's a sneak
don't
diss.
Count my pockets.
Yeah, it's a sneak okay. diss.
You don't know what I have.
Okay,
I'm broke. I'm broke.
I've never called a woman big money, but I've always seen women get mad at it. And I'm like, man, that is, y'all be acting like that's a slur.
why are you so worried about what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Money-wise.
I guess, like, for
to
me...
To that extent.
For me, I be thinking of it as, like, when niggas say big money to me, I be like, it means something different to us. They be like, okay, I see big money, I see you, bruh. But that's not what y'all hear. Y'all hear,
to me,
I want your,
like,
money.
Yeah, to me, it sounds like a nigga finna get too comfortable with me having the money and him not having the money.
Y'all hear, run it.
That's what
run
I it. That's what I, a thief, nigga. That's
yeah,
what I hear.
Run it. Come on with it.
Yeah, don't do that. It's like them comments, like when men come to the bar and they say things about, you know, you can always tell a nigga like you when he start asking you where you from. I'm like, oh, here we go. But then, because that's the first thing they be like, where you from?
Man, what does it matter? Now I just be like, I'm not from here. I'm not even from here.
I'm from wherever you want me to be from.
Wherever
it don't even
you
matter. Because I already can tell what's going on here.
Man, what? Nigga told me the other day he thought I was from Chicago. What?
You don't even have a Chicago
please,
accent.
No. Please, I'm country as hell, people think.
But yeah, when niggas ask, you know, where you from? Oh, okay, is this your only job? Are you blah, blah, blah? You make most of your money here, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you know, I do this on the side, blah, blah. Oh, okay. A working woman. And I'm like,
oh. Run it.
Okay, period. There you go. Run it.
No. What does that mean? What do you mean?
You're trying to come move in and think, yeah.
Amen.
They all think that. So, no, I don't have any money. I'm not no big money.
I have no desire to move in with a woman.
You got your own shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the niggas who don't have their own shit that be wanting to move in.
Bumps.
Wanting to go 50-50 and shit.
Yeah.
When did they start the go 50-50 shit?
I really when you don't move even in. Know.
When you move in?
Yeah.
Ooh wee. Yeah. What? We have so many stories.
Yeah, I'm just, let's get out of there.
I'm like, man, this episode's going amazing.
Ooh, get out of there. When you move in, so when niggas be like, okay, your half, my half. What?
In my place?
Huh? You got to run it all.
He needs all your monies.
Honestly, I wouldn't even care about splitting certain things, but don't get comfortable.
The expectation of having split things is crazy. When you're moving in somebody else's spot.
Don't get comfortable.
I just feel like, you know, me and you coming from a home where we come from, like, a man has to be a provider. Yes, the woman will get certain things. She's going to get groceries, you know, cooking and all that. The man pays all the bills.
Or at least the bigger ones. Like, you know, I said before on here, my daddy worked two jobs at one point for years.
Yeah.
While my mom was at home with her.
Yep.
He was working.
I stayed with my mama. She did. She was a stay-at-home mom. That's why, like, me and her, we kind of close.
That's your best friend. Like, we kind of close.
Twins. Where have you been?
Yeah.
Joe, mama would be over her house more than anything.
I'd be like,
dang,
are you
don't nobody come see me.
Fold
my clothes.
Wash the clothes. I'm like, I will wash them. Like, I don't be wanting her to do it because I'm not done for the week. Like, just let me do it at the end of the week.
She just wants something to do. And she want to make sure Chase is straight.
That's her baby. She got to watch out for both her babies.
I'm the baby, too. What you mean?
Yeah.
Dang, what about me?
You know, I be needing help. It's rough. It be rough. Man, being a mom is tough.
Yeah.
It's real tough.
Being a single woman, period, is tough. Yeah. Trying not to have your own shit.
Ooh. That's why it's important. A man that steps in our life, he has to be a provider. He has to take care of his home. You know, the woman, when I say 50-50, that means the woman is 50-50 in taking care of the house, making sure it's clean. Cooking, you know, making sure you're healthy, you're good.
Watching over finances here and there.
Just everything like that.
He's right.
I'll get this little bill, the car insurance or something, you know. But a household, a man's supposed to take care of his household. So that's the type of man we look for.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn,
calm down,
bro.
Yeah.
My daddy always said... My mama did too. We're not ever supposed to go after a man. A man is always supposed to come for us. You're not supposed to go pick no man up. A man supposed to come pick you up.
Yep.
But we've been out here doing the very opposite for these
My mama's so spoiled. She never pumped her gas until like later on.
That's
in
my
the
mama.
Years. Yeah. And she, even when she started to, she didn't like pumping gas. She would always tell me to go pump the gas.
She still really don't. She would come
home. She's that spoiled.
With a tank almost on E just to tell my daddy, hey. I need some gas.
And he gonna do it.
That's my mama. My mama walk in, Dennis, I need gas. Put the keys down and she go about her business.
Period.
And my daddy, y'all want anything from the house?
Yeah. What y'all want from the store?
Right. Yep. She got that nigga trained, bro.
See, these
niggas ain't raised by their fucking daddies.
Yeah,
though.
That's the problem. Daddy issues with the women and the men. Whoever didn't have a daddy in their life, it's just like it's a little.
Sometimes I feel like with the men, it's a little worse.
It is because you have to have positive male. Even if you're not raised by your dad, you have to have uncles, teachers,
somebody
to guide you. And a lot of people don't even seek out those healthy relationships with men.
Yeah.
And then they think of their idea of masculinity is just controlling women.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of positive examples of masculinity. And so they start developing their own ideas of masculinity, which is usually what they see on social media, on TV, and
from the worst of men.
From the worst people. The music they listen to. Everybody want to be a motherfucking banger. No.
No.
Some of you niggas is not cut out to be gangbanging.
That is fatherless activity.
Some of these niggas just need to go straight to jail.
To jail!
Jail. Immediately.
Because what else is it to do?
You looking after the wrong people as examples of who you need to be as a man.
But everybody be afraid of looking like a square nigga. But sometimes... being that square
nigga.
That's
the society we live in. You have to be this.
At least being a square nigga, you safe. You ain't got to look over your fucking back all the fucking time.
Bro. Yeah, that's true.
I got off work last night. I went to the liquor store at 12. Not the best idea I've ever done. But I went in. I got out. I was walking to the truck. And this nigga from the shadows is just like, hey, bro. I'm like, God damn it. So I'm like,
what is it now?
I'm like, what's up, bro? And then he's like, man, can I get $10 for? I said, nah, I ain't got $10. I'll give you this too. That's the only cash I got. There you go. Be blessed, brother. He said, man, just listen to me for a second. I was like, oh, God. And then he's like, he's like, come over here. Come over. I said, nah, I'm good. And he was like, real niggas do real nigga activity.
The fuck does that mean?
I know. What? Did you just call me a bitch, nigga?
Nigga speaking in hood parables and shit.
And I'm a real nigga, but no, what's up, bro? Because I'm like, I need a weapon just in case. And so I'm going to get closest to the truck. He's like, all right, man, I saw some old monkey wrenches. That's how he said it. Monkey wrenches back behind the store. And we could scrap it and we could get some money. I said, nah, bro, I'm good. Because, mind you, it's 12 o'clock on University Drive. Why the fuck would I go behind a store and get some shit to haul off? Yeah. I'm like, no.
He should have been like, hey, bro, I work for the county jail. What's up? Right.
What's up?
You're under arrest. But, nah, this stupid shit. Everybody be trying to make you into, like, test you as a man, be like, you ain't no real nigga if you don't do it. Nigga, it's 12 o'clock at night. I'm not going with you.
And then it's another breed of niggas that think that, like, life revolves around the club. They think the shit that make them a real nigga is if you stunting and fronting in the club. Like, get the fuck out of the club. I'm tired of seeing old niggas
in the club.
I refuse to be the old nigga in the club. Man, fuck that.
Every time I go, because I only go every blue moon, but if I see the same niggas every time I go, that mean you niggas is in here all the time.
Yeah.
And that's lame. That's such a turn off to me.
If I'm 40, like, I need to be traveling somewhere instead of clubbing, like...
Every weekend?
You know?
Every weekend in Huntsville, Alabama. You in the club?
Yeah.
That shit almost pisses me off a little bit.
No.
Get a job, nigga.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Stay home and do some self-care.
I can't... Self-care?
Put a face mask on.
Hey, man. To any guys listening... skin routine is a very important thing that you don't realize. Yeah. All that drinking and popping pills
and
shit.
You got to clean your face.
Clean your face and wash your ass.
Speaking of popping pills, did you see that one TikTok? So, you know, now it's just been this whole trend of like rapper versus 20 women and all these like fast speed dating.
My clients watch that on the TV.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst shit in the world.
I'd be like, I'd just be amazed.
I hope I can fucking find it. But it's one young ass rapper. One, I don't know who he is. It's a new rapper every time you blink.
I'd be feeling old as fuck.
No.
I know Nardo Wick.
I know who Nardo Wick is.
He had a good one.
I didn't see him.
He's like nonchalant. Like, he told everybody no.
hey, as a man also, that be turning women, like, women but be getting women mad. But the women
they have on there, it's like, where y'all getting these girls from? They not even dressed to come meet these people.
No.
Literally.
It be people, it be like the celebrities asking them, like, is that what you thought to wear to come see me? It be that bad.
Did you know you was coming here today? No. Type shit.
Nope, they just got in the car.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. They just do that for views, you know?
I'm tired of, like, all the rage bait. Like, because that shit, it ain't, it's beyond clickbait. They be hoping that they gonna get some nigga that don't get women to watch that shit.
What's up with you?
Hold on, let me find it first.
They be ready, like, hoping that it's some nigga that don't get women at home. Yeah. To be like, look at these bitches.
And they be so unfazed.
I know. You're like, I hate women.
I'm like, is this even exciting for them?
It's, hey, that is. That
right.
Is.
It's just clickbait, like, you know.
Nobody want to see that shit. Unless you are disturbed.
You see the rappers that do the video, and then that makes you want to go to their Instagram. So that, you know, it's just all interaction.
Yeah. Like, that's the business side of it. Like, the social
they
side of
stay
it.
Stay relevant, you yeah. know?
The social side of it for me is, like, so much more damaging because it's just adding to an already hostile environment of, like, men and women conversation.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the worst people be like,
here it is.
I just hate bitches.
Okay, here you go.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm dang good. What's your name?
Jayla, why are you standing like that? Stand up. Hey, you gotta be louder, like.
Oh, she can't hear it.
I do more drugs than
me
you
too.
Ever imagine.
That's not okay.
I know.
What you do besides rap? You just rap and do drugs?
I make money.
That's it. How old are you?
21. Why is everybody NBA?
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm 22. NBA,
what's your name again?
Jayla.
Jayla.
Yeah.
You ratchet.
Do I look ratchet?
No. When he first came out, people were like,
are you egg like?
That's a rapper.
How do I act?
Yeah.
You don't want us over here like this.
But you, the crazy one.
What does that even mean?
Never broke again?
Yeah. Okay, just watch this.
It stresses me out. That's it. He got to be like a local type of rapper somewhere, Birmingham, maybe.
He a rapper.
It's given Birmingham.
He a rapper in Birmingham his dream.
Just called a straight.
Yeah.
But this nigga said, she asked him, like, why he was standing like that. Because, for one, look at how this nigga standing.
I see. Stupid.
He just look crusty as fuck.
That's why I said he looks like a gremlin.
And so he gonna respond and say, I'm high. Oh, I do more drugs than you can ever imagine. Like, that's not a flex.
That's not a flex, guys.
That's not a flex. She literally stopped her. She said, oh, that's not.
I would have looked at him sideways like, what? What did you just say?
I remember this girl once was bragging that her baby daddy, all he do is pop pills. And she said something other bullshit. I was like, I wouldn't tell nobody that, baby.
Okay. Why do these niggas think that shit is a flex? Especially, he's 20.
And that's why these 19, 20, 21-year-olds, they be looking like they're 30 already.
He looks so busted in the face. He looks so crusty.
What is up with Gen Z? Is it the drugs?
It's the drug. They're all on drugs. They're all on drugs.
I thought our generation was on drugs, but apparently not like these niggas.
We just did weed. Weed is all we know.
Yeah, these niggas are cracked the fuck out.
Yeah. That, no, for real. They are.
But this is just another example of a nigga that never had clearly any positive male reinforcement in his life, because it ain't no way you 21 looking like this thinking that it's a flex to be
on drugs.
This cracked out.
But I don't know, man. That shit ain't cool to me.
Talking about I rap and make money. Sir, please.
I also like to be aware of my surroundings just in case I gotta bounce.
Yeah.
Listen.
Because when niggas on bullshit, I gotta.
Listen, it's a show on Now That's TV, the app. It's so many fighting shows of, like, just different women, like, transgender, gay. Like, they're all fighting shows. Them people be on there fighting so hard. And they'll tell, it was when I seen one episode. This girl said, oh, yeah, and I'm on the dog food. like she's telling them she's out of her mind because she's high. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's on drugs nowadays.
I be seeing it at work a lot, but it'd be like, damn, bro. Like, when we were in school.
Is he behind you?
He's behind you. Okay. When we were in school, everybody was just trying to sell.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody trying to be strung the fuck out? Dime bags of mid.
That Reggie.
Bro, I used to have fun with that Reggie. That bullshit ass fucking weed.
Yeah, you'd be high.
That Reggie
though.
Used to hit. Right.
You'd be high. It's cheap, but it worked.
That Reggie used to hit.
Yeah.
But now it used to be.
But now everybody's either lacing it or have some super scientific bullshit.
Right. Like, oh, this that bubblegum, cocoa butter, right, sticky, like, icky, yellow yeah. lemon.
Bro,
what?
I'm just trying to get high and listen to music. I ain't trying to fucking see all type of new colors.
Yeah, I hate
and shit.
The ones with the damn flavors and packs. Yeah. Like, we don't
shining
need
the light
yet.
All in it so you can see the fluff, see the sticky. I don't care. I don't
put
care.
Put that shit in the bag and let's go.
Right. Like, I don't need an
throw it in the bag.
I don't need a good, presentation. Okay. I'll tell you if it's good, nigga.
Right. Okay. Yeah, like, why are you trying to sell it so hard?
Trying
you must
to
know
put
it
all these
shit.
Names and shit on it. Man, this is some gas.
Like, they think that's going to excite you and make you buy more. The thing with weed buyers is we buying what we came to buy.
That's
you're
it.
Not going to get no upsell off of no weed buyer. Like, huh?
This ain't McDonald's, nigga. I don't want the supersize. I came for the medium.
Suddenly a nigga want an ounce. No. I didn't come here for this. I came here for a fucking gram.
I want an eighth, bro. I don't want no more than an eighth.
Give me my gram Ooh. And release me.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro. Or they be trying to be friends with you. Hey, bro, let's keep this shit business.
Yeah. I ain't trying to kick it because you hot right now.
Yeah, I know. Because if you do this with everybody you meet, hell no,
nah,
buddy.
You hot right now.
Nah. Like, yeah, you might want to cool down, but I see you.
Like, oh we gosh. Got to keep these meetups on an as-needed basis, honey.
And then niggas is snitching they like lives away. Like Man. Everybody is fucking snitching.
Everybody is. A
these niggas so
here.
Hood in the streets, but as soon as you threaten jail, pussy.
Hey, I'll give you three names, officer.
They like, telling on everybody.
Man, they be trying to save themselves.
Yeah,
that's why this is a dangerous world. If you in a drug game, this is a dangerous world. You cannot trust. Nobody these days.
Literally. That's why you can't even deal with like niggas.
You'll think
here
a nigga down for you, and he ain't, you know, gonna run your business, you know, in the streets. But
niggas
whole
feds.
Time they'll be plotting on you.
Yep.
You gotta watch your back.
That's why you can't even
be to yourself.
That's why you can't even entertain them type niggas. To be honest though, because I be seeing the other side of it. Them niggas pussy, bro.
niggas selling yeah. weed. We've been talking about this before, but niggas selling weed using Cash App. I'm like,
yep.
For the gas. Oh, the feds go get your ass.
Oh yeah, they go
paper trail
cash
is
up.
Fuck. Like why was this the first?
And then if you moving bent or meth, they give them 1.5 bond.
Surely is
nobody no bond in Huntsville. Can bond
I've been
you
seeing
out.
A lot on
the sheriff's website.
Yeah, man.
And some people use the sheriff's website like it's Facebook. Like, God damn.
Me every morning. I wonder if he got locked up today.
Hey, that's why I'll be respecting these niggas. I'll be seeing them on like Instagram and shit, acting like they fucking
Bob
Pablo Escobar
running in the street.
It's
yeah.
so crazy because that's I feel like that's everybody in Huntsville right now, and I think that's why I'm just like I don't want to date anybody here. Like all y'all niggas do the same thing,
the same dumb shit.
It's
you either a dope boy or you a big time scammer. And
that's
it's
scamming.
The same vibe
on Snapchat posting
and most
all
of it
weed.
Is scamming now. Like yeah. it's not a lot of drug dealers. Like yeah. it is, but then it's not.
Like, I be telling her, like, it's a whole lot of, like, street-level drug dealers that ain't making no money. They making, like, $100 or something off some shit. Enough to, like, get a pair of Jordans some shit. They ain't real money. Traffickers are the ones with real money, but you can also get
big, up.
Yeah,
big
you get
time.
20, 30 years. But yeah, these scammers are the ones.
Yeah.
It's a scam going on right now. That I wish I came up with that shit.
What was it?
So.
Damn. Oh, wow.
So they get away with it. That is straight up wire fraud, nigga. That will hem you up. Eventually, they're going to crack down on it. But for now, perfect scam.
Damn.
Wow.
The way that people really think to even, like, get in or start these scams is crazy. Like, you got to be really down bad.
Shit, when people get down bad these days, they'll do anything. Yes, when I say anything, they going to figure out.
And they have.
They gonna figure it out.
Cause that's crazy. I have never just sat and thought about how I can scam somebody.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm paranoid of a person anyway.
Yeah, I'm paranoid and I'm a big believer in karma. Like I'm just not finna
be. That karma will come back around and bite you in your ass. I done seen it happen to plenty of people.
I'm waiting on it to happen to plenty of people. Plenty.
I'm praying on niggas' downfalls. Prayers down, nigga.
I'm waiting on some karma to reach out and touch a couple dudes.
Man.
Women too, hell.
Whew. Yeah, fuck her. No, I'm just playing.
No, you ain't playing.
He meant that.
You ain't playing.
I have been going to therapy and I have, my anger is not as bad. Mm. It's still fuck her, but that's
ill. You've been going to therapy? That's good.
Yeah, I started.
A lot of people need to.
A lot of men especially. A lot of men. Mm. And I was fighting it for a while. Like she told me I needed to go to therapy. I'm like, fuck this bitch, no.
Now look.
She was right.
Man, don't we be right?
Man, I wish a motherfucker would listen to me when I said they needed to go to therapy.
Okay.
I mean, it took me it was bad. But eventually I went. I knew I needed to go after a while.
Yeah.
But it's gonna sound real stupid, but the paperwork be intimidating as fuck. Mm. You be having to fill out like 20 something pages. Yeah. And then you like, bro, do I need therapy, nigga? I got a whole ass report.
It's y'all. Me and y'all think the same way. Like, no lie. I've heard so many men say the same thing. They don't want to do the paperwork.
Yeah. That keeps a lot of people from doing it. But shit was happening so bad. I was like, bro, nah, fuck this. I'm gonna power through. And then, so I did it and I started. This is 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I stopped going for a while. And then I met this new woman that finished her job. And I was like, I'm going to go back to therapy.
Okay.
I'm honestly surprised you made it for so long after Chance dying without going.
Yeah. That's also I was too young to realize that I needed therapy then. Then I was just like, man, you just push through.
Mm-hmm.
It was that toxic masculinity shit. Like, bro, I'll be all right. It is what it is. And you just start drinking a lot.
That's going to solve
it. Right. It made none of the issues better.
That's what most niggas do. They either turn to drinking or turn to smoking.
Yeah. And then, to be all the way honest, it be working for a while. But, it be working. You think it's working. But it's not addressing any of your issues. But it's hard to go to a therapist and look in that mirror and be like, face your own dark.
Figure out what's wrong with you.
But it's so rewarding once you get to a certain point with it. And then my therapist helped me through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But my life, when I started, I felt like my life was caving in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, it's one more thing go bad. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm filling out this paperwork.
Yeah, I think I need to go to therapy too.
Yeah. Everybody needs therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy or some kind of counseling or something. Because
I'm always mad. I'm a mad black woman on Madea. I'm just, I don't know. I just have up this brick wall.
On edge.
The things that I learned the most from therapists, a lot of people be thinking like it's like a movie where you like go and you guys sit down.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you sit on the little couch.
Right. Chilling. You tell your whole life and all this shit. That was a really bad day, doctor. But right. No, like they work you through it. So like they start off, be like, tell me about yourself. And then like you tell some things. And then like for my therapist, he was like, what do you want to work on? So like, he's like, give me like three things you want to work on while we're doing it. So I told him and you start from there. And then he gives you like tools to, like for me, I was catastrophizing. Thinking that the next thing that happened to me was going to be my downfall because I'm a dramatic ass nigga. so some of those tools, he just like it helped me be able to like breathe. And then other shit, honestly, anxiety medicine helped me a lot because I just had anxious energy the entire time.
Yeah,
and then so I was just jittery and I couldn't even focus. But it made me be able to process shit in real time. It slowed everything down enough for me to be like, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, it was a journey. Yeah. Oh my God. We ain't talked about nothing. But this shit is funny as hell.
We chopping it up.
You know, I'm just a vibe. And me and sister together, we just...
crazy. Oh, my God. Our birthday? Sagittarius.
I'm they sad hate Sagittarius.
Oh, birthday you are?
Wild. Yeah, he's a week before us.
That's
why
we getting along. Mm-hmm. We getting along great.
Yeah. My birthday is November 24th.
Okay, you a November Sag.
He a turkey baby.
Yeah, y'all December Sages are different from November Sag.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Y'all wow.
Man, we just don't give a fuck.
But nah, it's they hate on Sag.
They do. Really do. They hate
we
us.
Don't even be bothering nobody. People that, be bothering
listen,
us.
Listen, that is the issue. When you just don't give a fuck and... they
people don't like that.
Yeah, they have the issue, but you don't care. They people just don't like that.
People don't
when they
like
don't
that.
Get the reaction that they want out of you, they are ready to crash out.
Man, it's been so many people like that. And I'm just like,
I don't care.
I didn't even know he was eating.
Oh, word!
I have literally had people come and sit down.
What are you talking about?
People come sit down at the bar. They be all buddy-buddy with the other bartenders or whatever. I be going on about my business. This one lady actually told me, she was just like, you're so reserved. Like, I just can't read you. And in my head, I'm just like, well, why are you trying to read
what
me?
What you trying to read, bitch?
Oh, they all say
ain't no
that.
Fucking but picture
that's
just, book.
That's code for you not kissing my ass like everybody else.
That'd be the issue.
And they don't like that. Like, when I'm at work, I'm at work. Like, yes, I work in customer service and I deal directly with people. On a more personal level, especially being at a bar, you get to talk to people more. But at the same time, like, baby, it's other people over here. I got to move from you to them, from them to you and to other people. Like, I can't be sitting right here in your face all day.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, no. And I'm also just not a kiss ass. I'm not finna be...
That sad spirit.
Yeah, that's where I say we don't give a fuck. We just don't give a fuck.
I'm nice, but I'm not finna go out of my way to be praising and you know what I'm saying? Like, we could be cool, but I feel like I don't gotta be all, oh my God, you're so, I just love, like, no, bro.
Yeah.
Don't be fake, bro.
People want you to be extra, and we just laid back people.
Yeah.
Like, what's exactly. up? Hey, what's up, right. girl? I'm not finna do all that. Like,
we'll be extra in the other aspects of our life, like fashion.
Yes, I'm a fashion girly also.
Is.
Yes, yes.
But, I be just chilling. And then the worst part is, like, on social media, motherfuckers think they know you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they be sending you shit like, I thought you were going to be like, no, bro, I'm chilling. I just have crazy-ass thoughts in my head that sometimes I let out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't mean I'm always on some shit.
Right, yeah, that's another thing.
They always trying to figure us out.
Like for me, motherfuckers be trying to debate me, and I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I could care less what the fuck y'all motherfuckers think.
Now, it'd be some days, though. Sometimes I got time for a little debate.
Oh, when I got time for it, I'll slice a nigga's head off. Sometimes I'm
gonna clap back at your ass.
True.
But most of the time...
It takes so much for me to get angry that when I am angry, it's righteous anger, and you have pissed me off to where you can't calm me down.
That's what I be telling people. Like, it take a lot to push me, but once I'm there, oh, baby, it's fire.
I've learned a new way to handle my anger. When people piss me off, it makes me go harder in what I do, you know, in my work life. That's how I move on with it. I don't have to sit and clap back with everybody. It just makes me grind harder. And
the Beyonce approach.
Yeah.
Right.
Then, too, I just post a picture and put a fire-ass caption and kill all them bitches. So, you know. I don't even got
all it takes is one picture.
Yeah. I strive to be a bad bitch like that. Like, I just gotta drop a picture and then these hoes gonna be fucking mad.
They love it, but they hate
it. Look around everybody on mute.
They love it, but they hate it.
Amen.
But deep down, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't want to fight.
Not no more. I'm just too old. My bones is hurting.
Yeah.
You know, my legs. I'm not finna fight.
I'm a lover.
It'll be something else after that, and I ain't got time for that either.
Yeah, I'd rather show love than anything else.
Are we talking about physically fighting or this beef? It's physically fighting. I'm at the age now to where...
Both. I ain't physically fighting nobody.
Both.
It's never worth it.
Exactly.
Keep your pistol. That's fuck a fight.
I don't never want it to get it. To that point.
Yeah.
The bitches that want to fight, they don't got shit to lose. I got shit to lose.
Okay.
Right. And you ain't gonna get me caught up in
and
your
I'll
bullshit.
Drink to that.
Baby, I got a clean record. I'm not going to jail over no assault charges.
Jail.
You got a record. You okay with catching another charge? I'm not.
I was talking about them niggas acting like bitches. I would totally act like a bitch in jail. And that's why I cannot go.
But we in a different time now. Like, people want to shoot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, and especially in fights, like, that's some bitch nigga shit to me.
Yeah.
Throw hands if you really going to do something. You want to pull out a gun?
Everybody got a point to prove.
You definitely got it. It's
if you
never
can't prove
deep.
Them hands as a man first,
then you talking, you all barking no bite. At that point, you talking all this shit and can't really back it up for real, because anybody can win with a gun.
Yeah.
Well, some people can't, because some people don't know how to shoot.
Right.
That is it.
It's a lot of niggas with guns that don't know how to fucking shoot.
Know how to use your weapon, brother. Like, don't just have a gun you ain't never shot it.
Yeah.
Just itching to shoot it too, but don't know how. What the fuck to do? Niggas
ready
be one hand
some.
Shooting.
Yep.
And these fucking powerful ass pistols and shit. I'm like, bro, you gonna blow your own head off if you don't put the other hand on that gun.
Also, you know, that's why you gotta have quality weapons too.
Facts.
Yeah.
All guns are not created equal, guys.
Sure, they know.
This is a totally different vibe from all our. We're just all talking that shit. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm talking about gunplay
and
shit.
Glow.
Hey, we in it. We in it.
Is this going how you thought it would go?
I would say yes, it is. It's
just a conversation.
Yeah, just conversation.
I mean, we usually do this honestly before the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we record you know, the topics and shit. But I don't even, what's trending right now this week other than Drea and her baby daddy?
You have to get on the Shade Room. That is like the everyday news channel.
Oh, it's too much over there. I can't keep
up with
all
Shade
that.
Room is.
Shade Room got shit every 30 minutes.
What is going on?
Karrueche selling feet pics.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, she started only.
Oh. What?
And it's all feet pics. And then she's like, I'm not into sex work. And everybody's like, eh, you are.
Here you are. Karrueche.
The economy is so bad that Karrueche is selling feet pics.
It is bad.
That is an economic reminder for your ass.
That's bad.
All these niggas fake flexing on the gram. Here Karrueche go.
They try to get rid of TikTok.
Yeah, they are.
These niggas ain't even got it how they used to either.
No. Niggas be front, bro.
Niggas be in debt.
Big debt.
Niggas be in debt. They look for women to, you know,
to supplement their income.
Yeah.
And they go always find a woman to do it. That's the thing. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, when you have no pride as a man, you will always be able to find somebody with less self-esteem than you do.
Yep.
Yep.
Somebody ready to be chose.
Yep. And that's how you get caught up in bad situations. But they ain't gonna get me though.
the dirty ones though will go deeper with you though and make you feel like they love you and shit. And then they
pull
the fucking hood back and be a whole different nigga.
Punks.
I've seen that happen to many women.
The shit I be seeing at work from the other end of it, it be just like, man.
True.
I be joking with her. Once I get my life fully to Christ and then I become a pastor, it would be Suburban Ministries.
Nigga, please.
Say that again. Say it again.
I be trolling. I be telling her, like, we gonna make a Christian podcast. And she be like, no, we're not.
Man, that'll be a debate.
Honey. All the time.
That'll be a debate.
We'll get canceled real quick.
I know. I'm way too radical to make a Christian podcast.
Oh, man. No.
They're not going to like that.
I'm too far removed from the church. I don't even think people would accept me as a Christian.
Dang.
Sinner.
Church is not what it used to be either.
It's not.
Like, we talking about all this other shit revolving. Church ain't what it used to be.
What is going on with that Michael Todd shit? Like,
who is that?
The worst pastor of all time.
with the
hips.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
See, it's multiple. That's what I'm saying. Shit is wild in the church ministry. The church industry.
Man, these
is
pastors
crazy.
Be the biggest scammers.
Yes.
And be having sex with everybody in the church.
Who was that one black pastor that was basically on trial?
Oh, the one in New York?
With all them fucking receipts of him going to Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah,
and
with the Gucci suits on?
Yeah, had the $1 million
resort.
They just had him in the news.
He just got...
The other day.
He got indicted on all them charges.
I think he got found guilty.
Yeah, he got to do... What did they say? I think it was like 4 years and... The comments were like, oh, no, that's another one. Never mind. It's too many. Just never mind.
The one that got sentenced the other day was the one that during COVID, when they were having a live stream, they got robbed
on camera.
Oh, that was him. Yeah. They said he set that up.
Yep. It's Lamar Whitehead or Bishop Lamar Whitehead, allegedly. Bishop was charged with wire fraud, attempted wire fraud, attempted extortion, and making a material false statement by U.S. Attorney's Office.
Mm-mm.
And was lying to the FBI in an unrelated case. Brothers and sisters who are listening, do not ever lie to the feds. The feds only ask you questions that they know the answer to. So if you think you gonna lie to the FBI,
yeah, they already be knowing,
and they will charge you as soon as you leave that office. Oh, that nigga lying.
I'm wondering how some of these niggas even get to these pastoral positions. Like, they don't run background checks on these niggas.
Yeah, you grew up in the church, you know they ain't running no background checks
on
these niggas.
Pass down the torch to the upcoming pastor, whoever they. I don't know.
And then a lot of these churches are basically just. Red pill podcast from the pulpit. All you got to do is use the major lines to keep down women, and it's going to be women giving their money. That's also why it's not a lot of dudes in church.
Narcissism in the church.
True.
Like, I had a professor who said, like, he was like, yeah, I refuse to go to a church ever again. And then, like some of us would be like, oh, why? And he was like, because they prey on women.
Yeah, they do. It's been like that for years.
Yeah.
Your women be falling in love with these pastors and ministers.
Mm-hmm. And will sell their souls to these God's anointed.
That just makes you think about everything that happened in church as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you get older and you look back at certain shit, you're like,
because our church,
they were fucking.
that's what I'm thinking.
Our church had cliques, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was the ones that was real close with the pastor.
Oh, yeah. They were fucking for sure.
The kiss ass. Like, it was a, ooh.
But that, like, it's in, like, every church.
Church is a business.
It is, and people know how to, it's good businesses and it's bad businesses.
Yeah.
But my thing is, you playing with people's souls, because that shit is fucked up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's some predatory shit. You got people that's really looking for something different, and then, no.
It's the ultimate predatory thing. If I tell you that I'm speaking for God, and you really believe that, I could tell you almost anything and you gonna believe it.
Yeah.
That's too much power for one person. That's why, like, nah.
That's true.
That's what I be saying. Man. We gotta take these pastors off a pedestal, because they will lead you straight into hell if you don't open your eyes. When was that one tweet that Bird had posted? And I was like, this reminds me of a certain church we used to have here.
Man.
Well, the dude, he was getting what was he getting?
That was Michael Todd.
That was him.
I
didn't know his name.
Yeah, that's the one that they be joking has birth and hips.
But he was getting, he literally had a barber on stage just talking about trying to basically make a connection and turn the whole like barbering experience into something biblical. Like, oh, you see my barber,
I'm sorry.
Think if God doesn't allow you to get the position you prayed for, that somehow he hasn't heard your cry.
He getting his hair cut on stage?
Yeah. He actually is answering the prayer you didn't know how to form with your lips, by not letting you get into a position that you will be locked into, because he knows you're a people pleaser. And if you got that position, you wouldn't be there for 15 years, and 3 years from now, he's going to open up the actual destiny step that you need. So he told you no now to lead you to the place of purpose. But if you desire comfort at the expense of
hearing the Clippers in the background is hilarious.
Stupid.
I'm talking about from God. You will miss out on what God has for you. I wrote it down like this because I just came back from the beach and I wanted to give a praise report. I know we don't do testimony service anymore in church, but I want to give a praise report. I've been to the beach a lot of times and me and my wife did a little draw trip. I just needed to be refreshed, and I'm encouraging every person to pick time where you actually get refreshed. I know a pastor doesn't usually tell you that. Protect it.
What he's telling them to give him some money?
Ultimately,
basically,
not in that clip, but
like
that's what I got from it. You telling them folks you just went to the beach
on your money,
and you tried to do withdrawals or whatever he said. Now you talking about
withdrawal
from society.
Now you talking about whenever you have the time. You know them women finna come up there and write you a check.
Michael Todd is also the one that spit in his hands and put it on.
I've never seen. Listen, I don't know. I don't even be listening to these new pastors because they be full of shit. So I don't even know who is who.
Yeah, like,
because that was some bullshit he just said.
Yeah, and then all the theatrics, somebody was like, I mean, I just wish that people would get their children involved in local theater before they have to do all these theatrics as a grown man.
That's to do.
Yeah, And he had.
This was obvious, though.
He had motherfuckers calling him daddy.
In the beginning, everybody was all excited, you know, new youth church.
Because it was, yeah, a new youth church. But even that didn't feel right to me.
Certain things don't feel right in your spirit, and you can be like, nah. Yeah,
something off about this church. I could tell.
I went five times, I remember. And that fifth time, I was like, nah, bro.
I only went three times.
This ain't it.
And every time I seen, I knew the women who was fucking them. Like, they run behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, those are the ones up there in the pulpit, too.
Hey.
Something was just off. I didn't like that church.
But I think that's also, like, when you have a real, like, spirit of discernment, you can really deceive through a lot of shit. Especially, yeah. Like, through this, and you be like,
yeah.
That
don't sit right with me.
For me, it was... Y'all all call him daddy?
It was... Every church visit was the same. Like, it felt like every sermon was the same. Especially... Put an asterisk by especially. When it came to passing around the offering plate. That offering speech,
yeah,
was very telling every time.
Yeah,
hey, amen. Every time. You gotta get these them ducats in that bucket.
He used to tell stories about how he was struggling in college, but he went to church, and people would.
I hate when niggas do that
man,
shit.
Man, he did.
People, God put it on people's heart to just hand them money freely. And do you know what was happening? Is people was going up. From out of the congregation up to the pulpit while he was preaching and handing him money.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And they were all women.
Of course.
Yeah. Writing a check.
Bruh. The black church has done a lot of damage.
Pissed me right on off. I said, yeah, no.
I never looked at it like that as a kid.
You won't never catch me doing what? That.
Like the black church being damaging? Like,
yeah.
It is.
But now I see it.
Because it's patriarchy. It's straight up this bullshit. And then you backing up all the patriarchy with that God told me to do it. God told me that gay people shouldn't be here.
God
so
put
they
this
should.
On my heart.
God put this on my heart. Fuck gay people. Like, whoa. Like, why? That's wild.
Yeah.
It's some evil shit that be going on in these churches. And us as a generation has been turned off by it. So it's hard for us to come back to it.
I'm glad you say that, though, because people need to watch and understand that movie, I Clone Tyrone. That movie blew over so many people's heads. And I'm like... Yeah. It's telling you how we are in the world, like how the world is, like
how we're being programmed.
It was showing, how they're programmed at church.
Mm-hmm. People,
we were being programmed
from a young age.
Yeah,
that's why when people be like, "I'm so glad that they're in church as young," it's certain things I'm glad I learned in church, but I learned a lot about people in church, and it wasn't all good.
Yeah,
especially like. I know y'all parents are involved in the ministry. And then, like, my parents were. When you see some wild shit when your parents be in them back rooms.
Yeah.
And then you can't unsee that shit. And that's why when, like, certain Christians that never stop going to church be like, y'all just letting church hurt, ruin y'all lives. Like, that's some psychological shit you can't. That's trauma. That's real life trauma.
When you see people for who they are and what they were really doing.
Especially at a young age.
And how they were manipulating.
You can't unsee that.
Yeah. My mom fell out with a lot of... Well, I'm not going to say fell out, but, you know, she had to remove herself from a lot of people because when people paint you a picture, don't let them paint it again. And she kept letting them folks paint her a picture, and she finally just said she's done with it all. And I was so happy for her when she did that because... It just seemed like it was always, I got to do this for the church, or I got to do this for so-and-so, or do you have to do it?
But they...
You didn't have to do that.
But they feel that obligation because they feel like that's what God's telling them to do. And I don't...
See, now she understands, though, you know, that wasn't right.
The same thing happened with my mom. I think some of it comes with just growth as a person. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my mom about it. And she was like, it's just certain things that I believed in my 20s and 30s that I don't believe anymore. Yeah. Or certain things I felt like I had to do because that's what either God wanted me to do or just I wanted y'all to have certain things. Mm-hmm. I be proud of the people my parents grew up to be. Like, I think I raised y'all well.
Y'all finally seeing it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Because you really can get brainwashed behind it.
You can.
That's why I'm saying, like, it can be so manipulative because these people in power in the churches, they know how bad people want to be a part of the ministry, and they know how bad people are, you know, searching after God and how much they want to lead also, and they'll have you doing backflips.
Yeah. And they'll never be enough. That's the thing that makes it super predatory. The people that are there and are willing to give their time and their money, it will never be enough, and it'll never be enough thank yous. Because if you're not giving it, they'll just go to somebody else that will give their all. Mm-hmm. Karrueche selling feet pics.
Right.
A sign of the times. Because what
in Joe Biden's economy is going on when Karrueche is selling feet pics?
My God, I know Rihanna is having a field day.
Oh. Rihanna's so unbothered, honey. She's making $8 million off of a show.
She's
in
making
India.
Babies.
Yeah. So she's just unbothered.
And skincare.
I love Rihanna.
I love Rihanna too.
Yeah, Chris Brown is going on tour this summer.
Remember that beef?
With Rihanna Karrueche.
Rihanna Karrueche.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when Rihanna was not as saved as she is now.
Right.
Rihanna was unhinged.
And she would name names and go at everybody.
Yeah. She's been there, done that. She ain't on that no more.
I'm glad
feel
for
her,
my
though.
Sis.
I feel her.
You know what that is? Crow.
She got that's two grow. Babies. She love her man.
Okay, and they look like they just have the best sex every time.
Probably.
They just give that.
Did you see his ring with the four R's? Because, you know, their baby is...
What are the kids' names?
Riot. RZA.
RZA.
Rocky. And Rihanna.
That's cute.
But, you know, Rocky's real name is Rakim.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. So, he named his oldest son after the leader of Wu-Tang Clan, RZA.
Oh, okay.
Which is dope.
That's
Wu-Tang
dope.
Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's dope.
Both of them babies look like Rihanna.
Yeah, I know they lit.
This is the picture that Karrueche put up.
Oh, wow. With the link.
I ain't no foot dude. Somebody was in there saying it's
me. People do be paying a lot of money for just foot pictures.
Somebody,
I had a client tell me that. I'm like, so you just take a picture and send it?
It's some nasty niggas out here. If you Google any woman, if you look at the suggested ones, like the third or fourth one to be her feet. It's some sick niggas out here, bro.
That's crazy. I mean,
let me lay him out real quick.
I'm not going to act like that's unbelievable.
It's some nasty niggas, bro.
Well, yeah, what else is on the roster?
I don't know. How do y'all feel about Diddy?
That his crimes are going to... Hey.
They adding up now.
Diddy is going to jail.
Period.
They got R. Kelly. They going to get him.
Oh, surviving Diddy going to be way worse than surviving R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be longer.
Yeah.
It seemed like Karrueche got on up out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Karrueche's career might be over.
Yeah, what's going on with her and JT?
I ain't going to say her career over because she's been finding little ways to make money.
She will always find a way.
But I feel like her relevancy is not as high.
And JT has definitely gone solo, and I guest Carisha?
Yes, they have. They announced that.
They did announce it? Okay.
She has her own tour coming up.
I saw that she was doing some bar gigs and people, young people, of course, being like, I mean, I can't believe she's performing at bars and clubs. Like, that's how it used to be done.
What happened when you, when you go solo, you got to start over.
It's not just Charles and Netta.
Right. Going. Oh my
God. They got some botched bodies, I heard.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just seen that earlier. I'm like, damn, what did they get?
Somebody said Charles abs look like brake pads.
Man, they do.
Because why they get that man abs, they but gave they didn't, him abs, they didn't but no lipo, lipo, nothing else.
No.
Just got him looking.
So he's still big, like, but he got abs.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And then his chest is still big, too. It's like, bro, yeah, you could have done something. I don't know.
Them doctors, listen.
Doctors will do any bullshit those, as long as that check cash.
Those oh, surgeons yeah, didn't give a single damn that day.
Oh, yeah. They be wanting cash.
That shit is crazy, honey.
Then they want, like, the views and promo, all that.
All that. That's all they cared about was getting fucking views.
But y'all, they're not after, even the best plastic surgery. After seeing them surgeon,
results, who yeah, gonna wanna go?
They're not the best plastic surgery center, and they know that.
Then they said they Charles wasn't even under anesthesia.
Oh, yeah, they don't do that at that place. That's what I'm saying. That's not a good place to go to.
How the fuck you performing any awake, kind of surgery like that?
They've been showing people you can be awake now.
No, 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 no.
That's it's what I'm not like, enough I don't
numbing
even,
in the world.
People that go there, they're crazy.
Hell no. They must got the lowest of the low. Rolly
from Baddies, she went there.
That's why she still look the way she look. Like, wasn't nothing done.
She just had a second surgery.
Yeah, she only looks smaller. She doesn't look better.
But I'm just saying she was one of the ones that was awake, too, when they was doing the surgery. It's been a lot of them. They advertising it.
Why would anybody even want to do that is what I'm trying to figure out. As soon as I sign up for a surgery, and they're like, yeah, so there's no anesthesia. Never mind. Cancel the whole operation.
Mm-mm, don't worry about it.
I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna sleep on it.
That was my sign. But yeah, I'm just tired of seeing Charles and Netta. At first, it was like, okay, that's cool.
It was cute.
It was like, okay.
Look,
he got them Ninja Turtle abs.
Yeah, he do. Buzz Lightyear.
You know, right, the, you know the Superman suit that they sell?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the foam in it?
Yeah.
Exactly, I know, my got, son got it.
He got memory foam abs.
Like, what's going on here?
Sheesh.
People
are going out sad.
Did y'all see the Katie Britt thing? Of the State of the
Katie
Union?
Katie Britt.
She's I saw your, some of it.
She's one of your senators.
Yeah.
No.
It was unhinged. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. No.
She retelling old stories.
Making up stories, dude.
Making up stories. Posting these weird-ass family photos. That photo of them in the kitchen, I was like, this is awkward.
Yeah, the whole thing was just awkward.
Some things are just like publicity stunts, you know.
So she did the response to the State of the Union for Biden. So usually, like, who's ever the sitting president at the opposite party will do the response after it. So they chose Katie Britt because she's a young conservative and a rising star in the Republican Party. Like, she's only 42.
Yeah.
But this shit's
weird. I spoke to a woman who shared her story with me.
Oh no, turn
she
it
had
away.
Sex trafficked by the cartels starting at the age of 12. She told me not just that she...
Why is she talking like that?
Because she fake.
But how yeah, many times a day she was raped. The cartels put her on a shoebox of a room, and they
little couple things in context. She made it seem like she was told that by like
by the actual victim.
Yeah, and like the victim was still young. The woman is like 35.
This story was told what, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Well, when she was elected, she like the lady who experienced that, she did experience it, but she became like an activist for anti-trafficking, things like that. So when she got elected, she met the lady and she told her her story. Katie Britt made it seem like that happened under like Biden's administration. This happened in 2006.
Oh, wow. So
way longer than 10 years.
It didn't happen in America. It happened in Mexico.
Yeah.
With the cartels. But she made it seem like that that happened
yesterday.
Yeah. And so when they so when they fact checked her, like, she just made up all these excuses. Also, she doesn't normally talk like that.
Yeah, she was all breathy.
That's why I'm like, why is she talking like that?
Just on the edge of her seat type shit.
Like, this is, like, they did a matchup of...
Somebody told her to get on there and say that, or she's crazy and just...
I am looking forward to delivering the Republican...
This is right before.
Girl,
she's scared of something.
Guys, that's why you got to get involved with community theater when you're a kid, so they won't be doing theatrics like that.
Man,
when they a sitting senator.
First of all, how do you even be in a position like that and not think that they're gonna fact check your ass?
It's because they're not used to going, like, they're used to going to these like right wing places where they don't fact check.
Yeah, them. Where they just eat up everything that they say.
Yeah.
So she's been catching like the backlash of all of that. And then they played her on Saturday Night Live and they did Scarlett Johansson as her. And that shit was fucking funny as fuck.
Ooh, child. I'm sick of these politicians.
Me too.
Also, they be trying to do that right wing shit where they be acting like,
I didn't see too many shows and movies. I don't believe none of this shit in the world. My mom would think I'm crazy. I'd be like, man, I just don't believe none of this shit.
Have you seen The Handmaid's Tale?
Mm-mm.
The what? Show? You didn't watch that? I thought you did. The Handmaid's Tale? No.
You didn't watch that? Like, it's like this alternative reality. I'm sorry. This alternative reality where, like, the right wingers take over and they, like, force women basically into, like, slavery. All the women that they find undesirable, they mm-hmm. make them have to give children to the desirable. And it's all this, like, fucked up shit. But that's basically the world that these conservatives want, where women are just second-class citizens.
True.
But this is on Saturday Night Live.
All in all, a strong speech from President Biden. But let's follow his advice and take a look at the Republican response. Alabama Junior Senator Katie Britt. Good evening, America. My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. Performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot. I'm not performing. I'm not. But first and foremost, I'm a mom. And like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story about sex trafficking. Rest assured, every detail about it is real, except the year, where it took place, and who was present when it happened.
She's being smart.
And tonight, I am not just responding to the State of the Union. I am also selling these gorgeous bejeweled cross necklaces. This Affinity diamond necklace is anything, and you can wear it from the church to the club. And now, I'm going to get weirdly seductive. For no apparent reason, as I was saying. The American dream has turned into a nightmare. Let's follow his advice and take a
bruh.
Yeah, she nailed that. That's crazy.
SNL be hit or miss, but when they be like roasting people, they be on. Because mm-hmm. she had that pitch perfect. Because I don't know what kind of accent, like she was like, I felt like she was doing the thing that like a lot of Southerners do, like when we think that people aren't going to take us serious with our accent, so we try to change it, and it becomes way weirder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially when you start talking like this. Baby, it's better to have that accent. You from Alabama, baby. Talking like a goddamn weirdo.
Right.
Awkward pauses are what makes everything fucking weird, though.
Yeah.
Bruh. The breathiness was just...
But that's how fake white women talk.
That's true.
I have heard
they
many...
They put on a show on that camera. Oh. Do that regular, like... We all struggle, Bookie. Shoot.
So, y'all both going to sleep. So...
Are we? Oh, yes.
Thank you for coming. It was fun. Hopefully you come back again.
It was a pleasure.
Shay, shout out to my nigga Gucci.
Shout out to the Johnson women. But yeah, time
to go. Shout out to my sister. That's the GOAT. Period. Y'all I wonder mean, where I get my looks, how I do my makeup. My sister.
True tea.
Period. Aww.
True tea. People be trying to say we don't look alike. I'd be like, y'all ain't looking
y'all
hard
look
enough.
Just alike.
Yeah, we do.
Twin. Yeah, it's fucking that's, weird.
It's twin them. What? It's crazy that people say that, but then everybody else be recognizing me like, you Kayla's sister, y'all look just alike. Yeah. I'm like, I know, bro.
Who be saying y'all don't look alike? What delusional
it be some
motherfuckers?
Off people.
It be, yeah.
I'd be like, what?
Y'all make the same facial expression.
Bitch, bye.
Please.
You dumb motherfuckers.
Get a clue.
People
you
be
don't see it, nigga.
Y'all look just alike. People be doing that with my brother. Like, me and my brother don't look alike, but I'm way darker than my brother.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like that's colorism shit.
That's what they say about us. And I be thinking, like, we the same color.
She want to be brown bit, so bad. She want to be brown.
Everybody
so want to
be
bad.
A real nigga. Honestly. But nah.
This was cute.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to need you to get us booked and busy if you're going to be our manager.
Oh, I'm on it. I am on it.
Need you to line up everything.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for somebody to take control
let
of this.
My tablet next
don't
time.
Let her get her PR accoutrements out.
Hey. I'm ready. I'm ready for the outfits, the all black glasses.
Yes.
Like boss. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm that.
Yes.
Don't get her started, honey, because she's gonna call me tomorrow showing me some pictures of some shit.
Yeah.
Y'all should do this. I was thinking.
I told y'all have to the end of this year, and this year is going by fast. So
get on it.
March is getting the fuck on up.
March is
here.
Over. We're out of here.
March is gone.
We're out of here. Patty,
that's how you know
it's
she
Easter.
Ain't playing. March is out of here.
It's
out of here.
I got Easter
it's
shit.
Literally
at
Easter
the,
in 2 weeks.
At
dead ass.
That's crazy.
Why does Easter always slip up on us?
Why do it be changing months?
That's what I don't get. Like, we 35 years old. Easter ain't been on the same day not once in our lifetime.
No, it really hasn't.
It should always be in April, bitch. March is too soon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then they just be like, I mean, this in March is here. Why?
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. These niggas tripping.
They just switching the game up on us.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our links and merchandise at www.thesuburbanpodcast.com. You can also get your listens in on any of these streaming services, such as Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Subscribe. Thank you.